Nation.
Welcome back to the Living Dead Minute, the daily podcast where we resurrect, revitalize, and reanimate George Romero's 1968 classic, Night of the Living Dead, 1 minute at a time, in order. My name is Jason from ThatMightBeCool.com.
I am Rachel from the Savage Land Podcast.
And I'm Matt from the Savage Land Podcast.
And today we are discussing Minute 24, which starts with Barbara just carrying an enormous pile of wood, and ends with Ben pounding on some door again.
Pounding door.
Just pounding that door.
I mean, she really took the worst amount of wood one could possibly take.
Especially from the house that has the highest amount of wood possible.
Yeah, totally.
Like, we've established that, like, this house is definitely not lacking in wood.
No, the kitchen, there's wood just falling out of the cabinets in the kitchen.
I still think it's odd that pile of wood was by the fireplace. Like, that's not even firewood.
It's kindling.
Okay.
I guess they stored the wood in the kitchen for the fire.
I guess.
Like, all right, we need wood for our fireplace. Where should we keep it? Across the house from the fireplace.
Yeah.
Yep, that makes sense.
Keep it by the stove.
But I do like when Barbara goes in the kitchen and she sees that Ben's got wood just falling out of his ear. She just kind of like looks around, puts it on top of the fridge, and walks over to help.
She's like, well, this isn't doing any good. Nope. She looks so defeated in that moment, too. Like, she's just, like, arms down, just sad expression, like, oh, oops.
Yeah.
Although I do think that is a good telltale sign that maybe Barbara's getting her act together.
It's true. She does come over and, like, do her best to help him, although she kind of fails in those attempts. She comes over and puts her hands on something.
It's better than nothing.
Yeah. At least she's actually trying now.
It's true.
I mean, technically, she is helping. It seemed like Ben probably appreciated that.
Yeah, but then he, like, quickly shoved her out of the way, so I don't know. Did he? I don't know. In that last moment, was he shoving her out of the way, or did she just move?
She just moved.
Yeah.
He wasn't shoving her out of the way.
Because he just slid over and...
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. So she's like, okay, I'll be over here.
Yeah, because then she held up the other side, which she didn't really need to, but at least she's doing something.
Yeah, that's true. I loved that, like...
Finally.
I love that, like, 12 angle shot that they have of her looking distraught toward the end. It's just like, here's
like, she's
the left
still
angle.
Freaking out. She's still freaking out, but at least she's actually trying to participate.
That is true. Got to appreciate that in a Barbara, you know?
Yep.
You need
good old Barbara.
Need your Barbara's being active.
Yep.
I was going to say, like, when we were talking about that, I almost said that this, it was almost like this entire house was just made of wood, and then I realized how dumb that was going to sound. Definitely is made
almost
of
like
wood.
This house is made of house.
It's like they used house materials to build the house.
That's crazy.
It's insane. Madness. That's I don't know. I don't know. Is there much else to unpack in this minute? It's a very, very light minute on dialogue and action in general.
Well, considering the fact that there is no dialogue.
Yeah. It's about as light as one could be.
And about half the minute is literally Barbara carrying three tiny pieces of wood into the kitchen.
I'm sure they were really heavy.
They were very heavy.
Yeah, they looked pretty heavy.
No, I don't. There really is not much to unpack in this minute. I think we're at the move along.
We're doing the stormtrooper signs here. Well, I can at least give some edification to the minute by way of some 1968 history. So we talked about June 30th last time we visited last time we talked, and with it being Thanksgiving today, I thought we'd be Thanksgiving themed and talk about the CIA.
Oh yeah, that's so Thanksgiving-y.
Yes,
it's super. Super Thanksgiving-y. On July 1st, the CIA enacted the Phoenix Program, which was a program designed, coordinated, and executed, obviously by our intelligence agency, with basically units and special forces and all of that from the Australian Army and South Vietnam's security apparatus. Basically, the program was to identify and neutralize the infrastructure of the Liberation Front of South Vietnam, or the Viet Cong. And basically, they were just, you know, it was a program that was a coordination between us, Australia, and South Vietnam to attack and destroy the political infrastructure of the Viet Cong through reconnaissance units and regional interrogation centers. So that's
jeez,
yeah, some pretty intense Vietnam stuff. Just to remind you that this war is happening. So give thanks that we're not in the Vietnam War right now, right? You know.
Yeah.
got that going for us.
I did want to skip ahead just a little tad in 1968, just because it is Thanksgiving today, so I wanted to give something, you know, a little Thanksgiving themed. So we have on November 14th, 1968, Yale University announces that it is going to admit women.
Cool.
It's 1968 and Yale is just now admitting women.
Well, that's how it was.
Oh man. That is just crazy.
It is a little weird that we could vote, but we still couldn't go to Yale.
Right? Like, that's weird. But then to raise the mood, though, on this Thanksgiving, to give some thanks, on November 22nd, two very historical things happened, the first of which is that the Beatles released their self-titled album, popularly known as the White Album.
Nice.
Yeah. And then on that very same day, Plato's Stepchildren, the 12th episode of the third season of Star Trek, is aired, and the reason that this is significant is it features the first ever interracial kiss on U.S. television between Lieutenant Uhura and Captain Kirk.
Yeah.
Right? Getting it in, Captain Kirk.
Yeah.
But that is, I mean, I kind of thought that as far as, you know, some of the things that we've been talking about on the show, especially in regards to the racial tensions at the time, you know, in 1968, with it being such a huge, huge year for you know, social justice, and especially in regards to racial and gender tension and disorder, you know, I thought that it was pretty significant that the same year that Martin Luther King was shot, the same year that the Civil Rights Movement is officially ended, is also the, you know, like, There's so much sort of like just kind of this wave of sort of progress done. And I think that especially in regards to Star Trek, I mean, that was kind of the sort of modus operandi of Star Trek, was like to be that sort of progressive show or landmark. And so it's heartening, yeah, to see that.
Yep, that was a pretty big deal.
And as much as in this current landscape in the U.S., it might feel like we're not as progressive as we once were, at least we can look at signposts like this and be heartened just a little bit, you know?
Yep.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. we hope you all survive the holidays and can bear your family for just a little while and enjoy some food. And hopefully you haven't clawed your eyeballs out yet. do you guys have
anything? Good times.
It's good times. Do you guys have anything else to share with the audience before we let them enjoy their holiday?
Nope.
Don't eat that much. Don't eat that piece of turkey. Eat that other one. Yeah, that one's okay.
There you go. Yep. Go for it. Well, we hope you will join us tomorrow on Friday for the next episode, Minute 25 of the Living Dead Minute.
Due to technical problems.
Nothing wrong with the radio. Must have been a station.